Hey everybody, I'm Jane.
And I'm Sarah.
And you're listening to the Medium Curious Podcast, the show where we are taking the paranormal and making it normal.
And on today's episode, we're going to be interviewing Kim Rhodes, who's a magical unicorn of a human being. She's an actor, a teacher, a healer, and a medium too. So let's get into it.
Let's do it. Oh my gosh, friends, Kim Rhodes is here.
Hi.
Hi, Kim.
Hi. I'm so happy to see you.
I've never met you before. This is like the first time.
I know.
I've heard Jane talking all about you, so I'm so excited.
Hi. I've only heard all the amazing rumors. What I want to say about Kim Rhodes is she's the gift that keeps on giving. That's the phrase that keeps coming into my mind, because Kim Rhodes was there for one of the worst times of my life. And what's fun about the two of you meeting is you've both seen me through like a massive, heartbreaking, devastating era of my life. Aww. And now we're all here together.
Yay.
Well, yeah. Good. The mountain took care of us too. Well, bless Griffith Park.
Yeah. So we lived in LA. Sarah, we lived in LA and we were just blessed with this massive Griffith Park where we could hike for hours and figure it all out. And that mountain took it. It took care.
How she described it to me is that you would hike up to the top, and by the time you'd hiked back to the bottom, you would have solved all of life's problems.
All of them. In fact, there were problems that we were solving that we didn't even know we were solving until a while later, where I was like, oh, that finally sunk in. So that's what I love. And you too, the same thing, Jane. Thank you for that. And it's the same way, the gift that keeps on giving, where I'm like, oh, I'm ready for that. Fits now. I always knew I wanted to hold it, but now it finally fits into my heart. It's slotted into place. So, yeah.
That's so beautiful.
That's good.
It's so good. And so, listeners, you probably know Kim Rhodes from a couple of different cool places. She was a mama on The Sweet Life with Zach and Cody. So, thousands of millennials will be like, oh my God, Kim Rhodes.
My babies. Yes.
She's the mama. And then I thought it was kind of a fun connection to this show is that she's the sheriff on Supernatural.
Yeah.
Jody Mills. Yeah. So I thought it might be fun to kind of start talking about that, because what we're doing with this show, Kim, which you and I talked a little bit about, is we kind of want to make it super and natural.
And natural.
Not really supernatural. Right?
I love that. I think that, the show itself was a lot of beheading zombies and things like that, where it's an adventure show. And so the parts of it that resonate, none of it. It was all very, because like for me, real magic doesn't make for a good story.
Right.
It's very, like, there's not a lot of beheadings.
No.
And there's not
it's
a lot of,
subtle.
The mnemonic possession and things. It is. It's a lot more subtle and loving. And nobody wants to just sit around and watch a bunch of people be happy and joyous and contented. That's not very dramatic.
Well, geez, you just shut our whole podcast down right there.
No, but here's the thing. No, everybody wants to be that. And that is what you're teaching. You're teaching us how to arrive at that in real life. But just in terms of network television, not a lot of people are picking up the, and then everyone was happy. Right. What do you do for the next 14 episodes?
Yes, exactly.
You just watch them be happy and learn to communicate in an evolved and loving manner.
Yeah. Joy doesn't sell.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Okay,
that's all right.
Well,
we're gonna sell it.
Behead some zombies here.
Right.
Well, we're mothers of boys. At least Sarah and I are. You're the mother of an amazing girl. I know.
I am. Well, she's a dragon. So I have, she is definitely, all the time. She came out. I gave birth to a dragon. So I am just trying to hang on and not burn up in the flame.
Oh, these girls need to be dragons in this lifetime. I'll tell you.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. Good note. So I'm curious. I think you set it up perfectly, like the beheadings and the monsters and the like dragging creatures down into the depths of various, portals or whatever. That isn't what we're doing. But I think that is kind of part of what we are dealing with, is that that's what people think we do. People hear the word medium and they go, what? You're talking to dead people, and dead people are zombies. And that's like exactly, as you said, the opposite of true. And that's a bit of what we're trying to unpack here, is like, Do you think that mediumship should be classified as supernatural? I think it is out there, but what do you think about that?
Isn't that interesting? I think people use the idea of psychic as different or other or outside. And you and I talked about this a little bit, Jane. I have moments where people are like, oh, you're psychic. And my response is always, yes, and so are you.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. I think it is. It's just we all have the stream from consciousness, existence. We've all got a stream. It's just some of us have more old furniture that we threw out that's sitting in the stream. You know, you've got your gutters are clogged or there's, and so I think it's just a matter of willingness for that stream to run fully. And then you connect in with it. I don't think that five senses that we have identified are capable of picking up every single signal that is emitted. I think I probably have more than five senses, and I think there are probably more than five senses worth of signals that are emitted. So it makes sense that we would be learning to resonate on different levels. It doesn't seem supernatural to me. It just seems very sort of like, yeah, that's, we all have that. We all have that. If all else fails, I ask someone, what is love? What's love? Do you love? Like, oh, it's a chemical. Is it really? Really? If you believe that you love, do you also, it's just a chemical reaction that keeps the species. But I mean, maybe good for you if that's what floats your boat. Fucking, do you believe in love? Great. You're psychic.
I love that. It's sort of like, I took this really cool class in Berkeley, where we talked about energy. And one of the things we did is we like resonated certain words in the room. So we sort of like sang the word and then we ran the vibe of it. So we like one point we were like justice. And what does justice resonate? And we all went like, it's down here. We're like, justice is like, like here. But love was like, whoa, like it was like really up there. And, but we all found it in the same, like with our voices, but with like this knowing of where it is. Like, oh, I will find that it's up here. You know, it was like really gorgeous. And so when you're hanging out and 25 people are resonating love, you're like starting to shake at a certain point because it's almost like too much for this little body to take. So I love how you describe that. Like, that's not something that you can see, hear, feel, touch.
You or know, measure, the fifth one is. Which is science. Yeah. Is a form, it's a tool of measurement of the physical. You can't, how do you quantify love like that?
Yeah. I mean, I feel very comfortable speaking in spiritual terms because I am convinced that love exists.
And it's running it. It's running the show, actually.
Yeah.
It's in charge of everything that is.
Yeah. I just got to get out of its way.
Yes.
Get those furniture out of the stream.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so awesome. I love that.
Exactly. You had a really cool thing you shared with me the other day about your perception of being like a light beam. Can you share more about that?
I can try. I don't know. That was I was like, wow, that was very concise the way I just explained it. So hold on a second. Let me see if that'll help me out a little bit. So in physics, a light particle is both a wave and a particle. It is a particle when it is stopped. It is a particle. And when it is open again, it becomes an infinite wave. And I believe, and this is just how my spirits and guides and voices that talk to my heart have explained this to me, and it fits for me. I believe I'm a light wave. I'm literally a light wave. But how does a light wave, if you're infinite, how do you experience yourself and the concept of growth? Well, you stop yourself and become a particle. And then you leave and become infinite. And then you stop yourself and become a particle. And I explore every single particleness of my wave. And then within that, that wave is a part like I am light. So I am a light, but God is light. And so I am a and we are all. And I'm sorry if that's you. Both of your eyes just got really big. And I'm like, that's how it works for me. It helps me to kind of go, oh, time only exists when I'm in particles. So if I'm exploring another lifetime, for instance, it isn't in linear time. It's in what parts of my wavelength are resonating with me right now. And what do I need to tap into from a different portion of my wavelength that will inform this particle?
That's amazing. That's so many episodes in that right there.
Yeah, exactly. Come on. Come on, physics. Come on. That's right there.
We're that particle and we're meeting up with resistance, that's where we're learning.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was actually going to take it back to the show. Like, if you don't have anybody to hunt or fight, then you have nothing to do.
And if you don't have anyone to hurt you, how do you learn to heal?
Right.
I mean, if I'm never frightened, how do I learn courage?
That's right. And if you've never experienced the loss of someone, how do you truly know love?
Yeah. And that is not to diminish pain.
That's right.
In fact, to me, it honors pain. It isn't to say, oh, Aunt, find the lesson in this and then you won't experience. Right. Every cloud has a silver light. No, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Devour the agony.
Yeah.
Because on the other side of it, you will be more of who you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm just
and
taken
know
back
that
to
you
the
map. Oops, sorry. That you have the ability to get through that too.
Right. Exactly that. The courage comes because you know that you have it because you did something that scared the shit out of you.
Yeah.
So like, when I met you, I was pregnant and happy and just like thought life was perfect. And then a few minutes later, I had a baby in my arms and I had postpartum depression that was trying to kill me. And so we somehow, by going up and down that mountain every day, we kind of fought that demon and we fought through the chemistry and we fought through the because of our friendship. Like, I survived. So those were the demons we were fighting off on that mountain was like... Like
that was the zombie. All, yeah.
It was the zombie. It was devastating and terrifying. And I literally see your face and I just like feel like my heart just breaks open, just remembering the girl who really thought her life was over.
Right. You know?
And now I am the mom of a 14-year-old who is like the coolest, most extraordinary, like sweetheart. I mean, he's a teenager, so you know, that sucks. They like hang from ceiling fans. I mean, Jesus Christ. But, you know, like, anyway, it's just cool. Like what you were talking about with like the timelines of the past lives and the lives and how they're all intersecting together today. That's some serious magic right there.
That's very cool.
But wait, Kim, you told me that you've had medium experiences. And I'm wondering if you can tell our listeners about the times that you've.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It is a long and story. It's funny because after I met, because Jane gave me an Akashic reading, which like cracked open so many things that were ready to be embraced. And then I talked to my therapist about it and she was like, amazing. Tell me more. And I realized I don't like my story goes back so far. To like when I was 8 years old and my grandpa Ashley died and I was like, okay, I have to go in and sit down because what you do when someone dies is you be sad. And I went and sat down and I was like, so in terms of dead people, I do hear dead people occasionally, people who used to have bodies. I've had some very long, they're too even long to get into, but like, been at the scene of an accident and felt him leave his body. And then afterwards he told me who to find on Facebook and what to tell them and what he wrote in the steam on the bathroom mirror that morning. Like things that are just where I just kind of, that's the other thing. I very openly honor and respect people who don't believe what I believe. Because reason I believe what I believe is because I've had experiences that have shaped this belief.
Right. Sure.
Unless you have had the experience of telling someone your dead life partner says da 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 and watch them go, that's what he wrote on the bathroom mirror in the steam.
Wow.
You don't, I mean, who's going to believe this? So I had another experience where I was in Griffith Park having what I thought was an imaginary conversation with this beautiful little old Irish lady. And we were talking and she was telling me stuff. And it just was, you know, making up a story in my head. And I get home and my friend's mother has died. And I was like, shit. And I called him. I was like, did you have a brother who was standing here and he said this? And everybody laughed and y'all feel guilty about it because you were laughing at her. And she wants you to know that. And he's like, oh my God, you have to tell me. And I was like, oh fuck, I just thought I made that all up. So that is more the realm I tend to hear, quote unquote, more from beings that were never human. Because my ego gets in the way of mediuming. I am very aware that I want to be right. I want to not be seen as an idiot. I want people to confer. And so when you're connecting with somebody who's been alive, there's so much of my ego that gets in my way and says, don't say that. Like, I remember talking to somebody about her sister and saying all of these things that I thought were the right things to say. And she was nodding and then I felt just a hand press into the side of my face. And I was like, I got to tell you, I've been lying about all of this. She has not passed to a more beautiful place. She's taking her own sweet time because she's still mad as fuck. And she just pushed me in my face. And she went, now I believe you can hear her. But wow. I just I've got too many of my own hangups and social things to really tap into people who can prove me wrong. But it's very easy for me to tap into this, like, the story of someone's heart, seeing the light inside their face. I do cameos a lot, and I feel like I channel on Cameo. And there was this one cameo I gave that sparked this entire image that I keep using now. It brings up, but this person was talking, and I just said, my sweetheart, my darling, my love, you are meant to fly. But no one talks about how much it must hurt for the phoenix to burn.
Oh.
No one talks about that. And you are burning, my love, and it hurts. And I see you, but you are meant to fly. She saw me at a convention later on. She said, you gave me a cameo. And I was like, I'm sorry, I don't really remember that yet. And she pulled up her shirt and it was this huge tattoo of a phoenix.
Whoa.
And she said, my nickname is Phoenix and you have no way of knowing that.
Wait, listeners, just for anyone who doesn't understand what a cameo is, would you mind just explaining how that works, Kim?
Oh, it's just like a private, you send money and then the platform takes 55% of it and I send you a private video message of just like, hi, I love you. Sometimes they want a birthday message or sometimes they want me to, I've gotten to help people propose before, but a lot of times people ask me for a pep talk.
And I would love a pep talk from you.
I've kind of got that mom energy. So I give people a lot of pep talks. And it's a beautiful thing because I get to just kind of breathe and center. And they don't tell me where they are necessarily. I don't get specific stuff. But for me, it's a really great, it's a great opportunity to
channel. It sounds kind of exactly
mediumship.
Exactly
like a reading. Yeah.
It's kind of amazing.
It is.
It's called a cameo.
Yeah.
Who knew?
I mean, yeah, there are psychics on Cameo.
Well, I mean, and you're very obviously psychic and a medium.
We all are.
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
We all are.
Yeah.
And I loved what you said about the ego getting in the way. We just did an episode, listeners, you can track back. It's called Medium Fail. Where we talked about this exactly, and like that is kind of the demon that the medium battles is their mind and their desire to be right and to be in control of the situation and to get the really you just have to get the heck out of the way, which is hard. It's super hard.
Yeah, and release attachment because it's not up to me what somebody gets from it, right? Maybe somebody's spiritual lesson is to really need me to tell them something that I don't tell them.
Oh, girl.
Maybe that's somebody's spiritual lesson is to be like, look, if it exists in your heart, you have to trust that your heart is telling you that. I'm not going to give you the words.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That'll happen a lot with the Akashic, actually, Kim, where people will be like, here are my questions. And I'll be up in the Akashic records and the guides will be like, well, you know, sweetheart. And then as the medium, I'm like, come on, guys. Yeah. You got to bring more than, well, you know. But
yeah,
the good news is in a reading like that, we're actually like pulling in a vibe. And you probably felt it the other day. Like we're pushing across like a whole, like, it's kind of like wah, 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 wah. Like you can feel like the like
super woo, light energy.
It's such beautiful energy. So in a way, I'm just like, just be the transmitter. Don't have an opinion. But my little mind goes like, seriously, guys, can you like use words and not just be like, well, you know, because like, well, you know, it doesn't sound like much evidence.
Yeah.
I mean, they've brought a bunch of stuff before that and after that. But there are those moments where I'm just like, okay, get out of the way, Sally. Like, get out of the way. Anyway, perfectly said, Kim. I love it.
Thank you.
What else? What do you think about what the heck it is we're doing on this earth? Any other notes for our listeners?
What on earth am I doing here? I think I just, the words that come to me is to be the most me possible.
Mm. Oof.
You know, because I am an expression of what I choose to call God, because it's short and easy to remember. But, and I've worked through a lot of my attachments, lower vibe attachments to that word. But my job is to be, is to experience everything that I possibly can in alignment with my higher self and create more of that, both in myself and by creating, I get atmosphere, environment where others are free to create more. Mm. Like just more God, more love, just more yes. You said in the reading, they were like, joy is your purpose. Now, that's not everybody's purpose. That might not be everybody's purpose. I don't know. I only know that's my purpose. And to facilitate other people's purpose. Like there are other people in this existence that probably have the purpose of being warriors and actually finding zombies to behead and demons to exorcise. I don't know, but that's not my reality. So I'm just doing my happy little thing, being my little, like, I'm like, I don't worry about that anymore. So other people have different purposes. Mine is just to be as much joy as I possibly can.
So good.
Like I said, gift that keeps on giving.
Just
as good as it gets. Ah, friend. Sarah, do you have any more questions for our sheriff, Jody Mills? Or
well,
our
I just
want
to go
Rhodes?
Back to when you were talking about being that light wave and being the particle on the light wave. When you have that perspective, when you are moving through life that way with that perspective, that is in the flow. That is moving that furniture out of the stream. That is allowing all of the intuitive hits to come in, because you're a part of everything. You're seeing yourself as a part of the one, of the whole, of God. I mean, you are God in love and expression. You're an expression of God. And so when you have that perspective, that allows those psychic, intuitive, mediumistic things just to flow to you, which is so beautiful.
I will share, I am sober, which means that I have I have what I consider a disease that is centered in my mind. And so one of the challenges I have is I have a head that's trying to kill me and a heart that's trying to create joy. And what I think I want is an experience that takes away doubt. I work with other sober people and they want the same thing. They're like, I want to know God's will for me so that my brain is satisfied. And I'm like, listen, your brain's job is to die. That's your brain's job. It is the Monopoly board. If I played Monopoly with no board and was like, this money says it's a five, but I choose to believe it's a 500, I wouldn't fucking play the game. I wouldn't be playing the game. If I'm like, I'm going around 82 times, that's not the game I agreed to play. part of what I agreed to when I showed up here is that death is a thing and that my heart's experience is never going to shut up my brain's experience, ever. So when I'm in that flow, like you speak of, Sarah, when I'm in the space, when I'm in the zone, and then I lose it again, and I'm like, I'm scared again. My tendency is always to be like, fuck, I fucked up, fuck you, stupid angels, for not really fucking existing. Stupid voices. Why can't you show up and be loud enough so that I never doubt you again? Stupid. How dare I be scared and frightened to have lack of fucking faith. Fuck you. It's generally a little something like what it sounds
something like.
I just want to let you know. I just want to let listeners know, for those of us who believe we hear the voices, it doesn't mean that I don't have the experience of being human. In fact, sometimes it's even more challenging because I'm like, I know I have the potential to shift this in a thought. Why is it taking me therapy? And then people say, wow, it sounds like you're having a human experience. And part of the human experience is, as my reading said, fear. It is jealousy. It is ego. It is because that is all the flavors. I signed up for all the flavors of being a human. And that's those are also the ways that I exercise the muscles that I want to strengthen, right? Like if I made a syllabus and I was like, I'm going to come into this world and I want to exercise my muscle of surrender. Well, I'm not going to be put on an island in the tropics with everything. Like, what the fuck do you have to surrender there? I'm going to be put in LA and have to drive on the 405 and have to fucking surrender on a daily basis. I'm sorry I'm cussing so much. I'm very passionate about this.
I'm very for it. Okay.
And I tell my sponsees all the time, I'm like, God doesn't mind when you get mad at him.
No.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's like when a toddler calls you a poopy head. It's fine. You're like, yes, you express yourself, little soul. Fucking get down with your fury.
Fair, you little human.
Oh,
fury is one of the flavors.
Yes. Look at you humaning. Oh, you're so scrumptious. Just want to eat you up when you're so mad like that. That was a soapbox that apparently needed to be thrown down, but now I shall vacate it. I had stuff to say.
I love that
brain heart split. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, living also, from the heart. Yeah. Our brain is our calendar. It's getting us from point A to point B, but living from the heart is where it's at.
But it's got some teeth and I can't will myself out of the brain, right? Like the fact is, and I told somebody once, they were like, I just want to know God's will at all times and do it constantly. And I was like, that is either being insane or being dead. Those are your options. So true. I don't think that's what you want, but maybe, I don't know.
I love it. I mean, it's sort of, you said it perfectly, right? It's like, oh, I've been here. I've had the clarity and I understand this life and I get, and all I need to do is not yell at my kid for the socks hanging from the thing. You know, like, how can I not be that human acting like that over there when I know that I'm capable of this over here? And that's the distance. That's the static. It's like, yeah, sometimes you're going to be an angel and like serve the Phoenix girl and be like this gorgeous creature who's like solved someone's problem. And the next day you're like, oh my God, these dishes, who do I have to kill around here to get some dishes done? So like, yeah, there it is. Like it's all like, I love that idea of the flavors. It's like, you know, got to have our pistachio along with, I don't like the butternut cream, but damn it, we got to have a little butternut cream in here. I love the mint, you know, like we're num, num, num. We're eating it up. This is life and this is human experience and we're lucky. We're just so, and that's something I hear from spirits and guides, especially all the time. We are lucky, lucky to be on this earth, lucky because they only have two flavors over on that other planet.
Yeah.
They have the like millions and thousands of flavors that we've talked about because we've gone all the way from zombies to flavors. To angels.
To pistachios.
Yes. So much fun. Oh, well, I don't know. I'm just feeling so satiated and just delighted by the chance to hear and your soap.
Thank you. I'm so glad of what you're doing. My therapist also was like, what's the name of it? I can't wait to listen. Like, this is great. Because I think, and I preface this with my ego and my fear by saying, I understand these are catchphrases that have been used by people for reasons that I don't necessarily agree with. So I recognize that they're, but I think we're expanding. I don't necessarily say ascending because that kind of puts dimensions into linear. And I think what I'm doing is I started off thinking of life in like a linear. You start here, you go here, you end here. And then the image came to me that, no, it's like a balloon. You start here and you breathe into it and it becomes this. And then you breathe into it and it becomes this. And you breathe into it and it becomes this. That you never leave. Like the air that went in there in the beginning didn't go away. It's just now making, so I like to think that humans are expanding and we're reaching more and more and more. And that looks like ascension because, yes, we are achieving higher and we are able to float better, right? We can float better. Yes. So I love that I'm alive right now, but I also love that I gave up a lot of the shit I thought was important to actually be alive.
To live, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sober's better. That's all I want to say about that, too. Girl. Oh. Yeah, Sarah put it down too.
Yeah.
It's a bunch about of sober 2 years ago on now.
Yeah.
It is remarkable how much spirit could fit in the space that I was giving to spirits.
Jane and I were talking about this, spirit versus spirits.
Yep. And yep. I had
pick one. You don't get both.
Man, I had a conversation because I do not have a punishing nor a withholding higher power. But I had a conversation. I was just like, why aren't you showing up the way I need you to? And the answer was very clear and very verbal. It was just like, I can only fit in the space you leave me.
Oh, wow.
You are given freedom of choice. I can only fit in the space you leave me. And so once I started going, that goes and that goes and that goes, it was just like water filling everything up.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to think that we can do the Dial-A-Kim. What's it called again?
Oh, the cameo.
The cameo. I'm so for it. I'm like, everyone go get a cameo because mama can come in and she can drop in these like ridiculously beautiful metaphors and just drop in with like the truth. Like, you've got the sauce, man. You got the access. So thank you for bringing that to ask him. What a miracle you are.
Thank you for inviting me to be here.
Inspiration.
Thank you so much.
And just a quick shout out for the reading that Jane gave me, because it was, I had 3 questions. I only asked 2, but they answered all 3. They were very from a very primal, frightened place, like I talk about, that still exists in me. No matter how much I know, I don't know, and I need to hear it. And it was so comforting and affirming and beautiful. And I thought that was the point. But then for the last 2 days, these things have been slotting in, and I've completely reevaluated my relationship with fear. Because one of the things they said was to release it with, I love you, I don't need you. And so this morning, and then I did a Tara Brach meditation this morning about like really identify. And I was like, that's interesting. I don't need you. What is the need? What do I think I need fear for? Like, I've never really thought about it. I thought fear was just this thing I felt that I hated. And it clicked into this whole connection with, well, fear triggers my fight response. And then I get in a fight so that I can be right. And I need fear so I have an excuse to fight it so I can validate my feelings. Whereas if I just go back and trust that the first question I asked was, am I doing this right? And they said, yes. If I just allow myself to be right, I no longer need fear to have a fight so I can prove to myself in my brain that I am right.
Mm. Wow.
Did any of that make any sense to anyone?
It totally made sense.
Okay.
That totally made sense.
That's the kind of opening that Jane facilitated. So I thank you, Jane.
Oh, wow. My pleasure. This podcast, we're supposed to have words and I have no words. I just love you so much.
I love you. Thank you.
All right. Well, with that, I guess we'll just look forward to seeing you out there and up there and with that and there. And I'm just overjoyed. Thank you for
keep
your time.
Keep expanding curiosity.
Thank you. And thank you for being teachers for that expansion. There are so many people that are benefiting from what you're doing. I'm very grateful on behalf of all the hearts and the souls that you're touching. Thank you for being of service.
Thank you. See you real soon. Bye, sweet friend.
Bye.
Wow, Sarah.
Thanks so much for hooking us up with Kim. She really, truly is a magical unicorn of a human being.
She is a magical unicorn of a human being. I mean, she just doused us with love. She really brought it.
And that's what it's all about.
That is what it's all about. The love and the answers and the metaphors. She's the queen of metaphor.
Yeah.
So thank you, dear listeners, for coming along with us again. It's just an honor to be with you, friends. And we look forward to seeing you next week.
Till next time.
Till next week. Bye. Love you.
Love
everyone else. Medium Curious is made possible
by Jane Morgan Editing.
Sarah Bradke made the amazing music.
And Gigi Hawkins, podcast consulting.
Our logo was created by Eric Allen.
Kyle Hansen McKee, photography.
And the dogs under the desk in Hawaii are Kalea and Domino.
And Trixie in California.